Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Today is Friday, June 19th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, a Homer nonprofit is hosting a skateboarding event on the Spit Sunday for International Go Skateboarding Day. Old Sterling Outfitters co-owner Kate Skundrich says the date lines up with two other celebrations.
June 21st, this coming Sunday, is International Go Skateboarding Day, which also happens to coincide with summer solstice and Father's Day. So it's kind of a trifecta holiday event.
Participants will meet at 3 p.m. at the base of the Spit, then ride out to the Boathouse Pavilion at 3:30 p.m. Skundrich says all wheels are welcome for the crews, including skateboards, bikes, roller skates, roller blades, and scooters. The skate jam starts at 5 p.m. with food, music, a mini ramp, and skate games like a high ollie challenge. The event is free, but donations will support the Homer Skate Park project. Skundrich says the group is designing the project and working with the city and the borough to find a location for a permanent concrete park. The nonprofit Kachemak Bay Recreation Service Area has also been running weekly skate lessons at the current local park to build community momentum.
It's been a huge success. There's been 20 plus kids coming to most of the skate lessons, and that's a huge indication that there is excitement around it and that there's kids that want to get into it.
Organizers say costumes are encouraged, featuring a dress like dad theme for Father's Day. This Saturday marks the end of Alaska Invasive Species Awareness Week. It aims to encourage Alaskans and visitors to learn about, report, and contribute to the prevention of invasive species in the state. KPBI's Emily Springer reports.
A proclamation by Governor Mike Dunleavy takes into consideration several features to encourage awareness of the effect of invasive species and the impacts and disturbances they may have on native species. The proclamation notes that invasive species disrupt healthy ecosystems by interfering with essential food webs, displacing and preying upon desirable indigenous species, reducing biodiversity, and altering ecosystem balance. The Alaska Invasive Species Partnership, AKISP, is a group of stakeholders working together to provide statewide leadership to prevent, detect, and manage invasive species in Alaska. Members of AKSIP include state, federal, and tribal agencies, as well as local governmental and non-governmental entities, industry, and private stakeholders. A flyer from the partnership notes that Alaska's ecosystems are threatened by a variety of invasive species, and names a few to be aware of: European green crab, European bird cherry, Elodia, creeping thistle, and Norway rat. More information on the partnership and how it operates is available on the AKISP website, alaskainvasives.org. In Homer specifically, an invasive crab monitoring event will take place on June 19th at the Pier 1 Beach on the Spit at noon. This event is being coordinated by Jasmine Marr, harmful species lead with the National Estuarine Research Reserve, who shared several details.
My name is Jasmine Maurer. I work at Kachemak Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, and I work within the Harmful Species Program. And that program at the reserve does early detection and monitoring for invasive species, most in the marine environment mostly, so invasive tunicates and invasive European green crab. The program also does long-term and has long-term monitoring for phytoplankton communities in Kachemak Bay, and can inform us on when species that can produce toxins are present in the bay.
European green crabs are a highly invasive marine species, first detected in southeast Alaska on Annette Island in 2022 by the Metlakatla Indian community during a survey conducted by NOAA Fisheries. Since then, their numbers have surged dramatically and spread into other parts of the state across the entire Gulf. Annette Island is located in the far southeast corner of the state, just north of Dixon Entrance.
setting traps early for early detection in our nearshore environments where they settle in the high intertidal allows us an opportunity in Ketchmack Bay and other places that are doing early detection to respond, because these green crab are a threat to our ecosystem, to eelgrass beds. They will eat juvenile Dungeness crab or other juvenile crab species. They're very, very aggressive and can have an effect on those populations. So our trapping for their early detection is an opportunity to inform us of what's going on. And also, if folks choose to do so, put their resources toward suppressing the population and preventing the worst of the effects that they could have on the ecosystem.
Since initial detection in Southeast, green crab have been found with the Prince William Sound Regional Citizen Advisory Council out of Cordova and Valdez, with the National Park Service out of Seward. There is some monitoring getting underway in Kodiak, and observations are being conducted with the research reserves in Western Alaska coastal waters, according to MAR. Homer's Green Crab Community Monitoring Event, organized by the Ketchikan Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, will take place at the Pier 1 Beach on the Spit starting at noon on Friday, June 19th. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
That's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news at kbbi.org. Tonight at 7 p.m., stay tuned for KBBI for Banal Arts by Air, a live concert broadcast featuring Joe Goodkin, a Chicago-based singer-songwriter performing his Blues of Achilles, a set of original songs based on Homer's Odyssey and Iliad. Tickets for the in-person audience are available at banalarts.org, and the live broadcast begins at 7 p.m. Concert on the Lawn is coming up Saturday, July 11th from noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. Come celebrate KBBI and our community with live music from local favorites like the Spit City Slickers, English Bay Band, and the KP Brass Band. There's still time for vendors to apply for this year's Concert on the Lawn, and we're looking for volunteers to help with the event. Volunteers will get free admission to the concert. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. KBBI is still accepting submissions for art for this year's members mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Listening, and good morning.